Good afternoon, friends. This is Doug Fletcher coming to you live this Tuesday afternoon, February 8th. And today I'm going to be reading to you an excerpt from chapter 15 of my new book, How to Win Client Business When You Don't Know Where to Start, recently published by Wiley. Today's chapter is titled, I Can't See the Forest for the Trees, Segmenting Your Ecosystem into Three Distinct Groups. Hope you enjoy it. Here you go. Sometimes aspiring rainmakers struggle at first in building their professional ecosystem. Not so much the conceptual part, but the doing part. Most professionals quickly grasp the importance of building an ecosystem of individuals who care and support one another. And we understand the value in having 200 individuals who can influence our careers. The 200-person ecosystem idea is encouraging. It's far less intimidating than 10,000 or 1 million people. But building relationships with several hundred people is also a bit daunting. It's hard enough to maintain close relationships with a significant other, our family, and a handful of close friends. Relationships take time. We have to nurture our relationships if they are to grow. How am I possibly going to do this with hundreds of people? One of the secrets to effectively building your ecosystem is to see it not as one whole, but as three distinct groups. The first group is your inner circle. I call this your tier one. Tier one is comprised of the most important people in your ecosystem. For most of us, tier one is made up of a few dozen people, maybe 25 to 50 individuals. These are the ones we're going to focus on and spend the most time with in building a close relationship. Tier two is comprised of individuals who are also important to us, but not to the same degree as our inner circle. They are on the outer edge of tier one, and we'll also spend time with these people, but we won't invest the time, the same amount of time and effort into building close one-on-one relationships. For most of us, there will be roughly 50 to 100 individuals in tier two. Tier three is comprised of the people who need to know and who we need to know and who need to know us, but we probably won't have close relationships with them. This group is comprised of somewhere in the order of 100 people whom you'll stay in contact with perhaps a few times a year. When we think about our network as three distinct groups, it gives us a framework to plan our daily time commitment to each. Doing so allows us to schedule more time and attention to those closest to us and less time with those further away. The three distinct ecosystem groups are tier one, 25 to 50 people, tier two, 50 to 100 people, and tier three, 100 or maybe more than 100 people. The tree farm analogy. My father became a tree farmer in his retirement years. He has about 200 acres of farmland in South Carolina where he grew up. Over the past decade, he has devoted much of his time to nurturing the pine trees that he has planted on his family farmland. Nearly every week, he spends a day at his farm caring for his trees. My dad jokes that he'll never see the fruits of his labor. The trees will take 25 years to fully mature. This may be true, the 25-year part, but I think he has enjoyed the fruits of his labor. The enjoyment for him is in the weekly stewardship. He enjoys working on his farm, watching his trees grow each season, and seeing the wildlife flourish among the new pine forest. I think there is value in thinking about our professional ecosystem as a tree farm and in seeing ourselves as tree farmers. The fruits of our labor may take many years to fully materialize, but there is daily joy in caring for our ecosystem and watching it grow. Imagine that you have a 200-acre farm. This is your professional ecosystem. In the center of your land, you'll build a homestead. A beautiful farmhouse on 20 acres. Your home will be surrounded by a barn, a workshop, a vegetable garden, and a few acres of fruit trees. This is where you'll spend 80% of your days. You'll care for your homestead. There will be well-worn paths between the house, barn, workshop, garden, and fruit trees. Your homestead is your inner circle or tier one ecosystem. But there is much more to your tree farm. Surrounding your homestead is about 50 acres of walnut trees that you have planted. There are also paths from your homestead reaching out into the walnut trees, but these paths are less worn. You care for these trees too, but it's not an everyday or weekly activity. Perhaps you venture out into the walnuts every few months to check on things. Maybe the wind has blown down a few limbs or a tree needs a little special attention. Think of these middle 50 acres as your tier two ecosystem. Finally, we have at the outskirts of our tree farm. This part of your farm is made up of maybe 100 acres of oak trees that you have planted beyond the walnuts. These paths grow thinner still as you walk among the oaks. When was the last time you visited these trees? Was it last fall? You do make it a point to care for these trees as well, but you simply don't have enough time in the day to get out here very often. Your focus is on caring for your homestead and the surrounding walnut trees. Your outer 100 acres of oaks is your tier three ecosystem. When we think of our professional relationships as a tree farm, it becomes clear where we need to devote the majority of our time. Naturally, just like the 20-acre homestead, we'll spend most of our time caring for the few dozen people who will have the greatest impact on our career. We'll connect with these individuals every month of the year. Every few months, we'll check in on our tier two and look for ways to be helpful. Once or twice a year, we connect with our outer circle of colleagues to see what's going on and look for ways to add value. Well, there you have it, folks. There is the excerpt from this week's chapter, chapter 15. I can't see the forest for the trees. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're interested in the book, you can find it wherever you buy a book, Amazon, books, Barnes and Nobles, places like that. And if you haven't signed up for my blog yet, I encourage you to do so. Go to my website, www.fletcherandcompany.net. Go to my blog, sign up, and I'd love to have you join us. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.